Association, and that we will discuss. Next, if we go to very short wavelengths, where we can disregard the wave character, and still, though, the photons have a very large energy compared to our equipment, then the thing gets simple again, and that's the simple photon picture, which we will describe very roughly only. But the complete picture, which unifies the whole thing into one model, will not be available to us for a long time. Today, though, I'm going to limit myself to the geometrical optics region in which, if we forget about the wavelengths, which will all be explained in due time, and the photon character of the light, we don't even bother to say what the light is much, but just find out how it behaves on a kind of large scale compared to the dimensions. I say all this to impress you with the fact that what I'm going to talk about is a very crude approximation, and that this is one of the lectures that you're going to have to unlearn again. No? But we'll very quickly unlearn it, because in the third lecture we'll already show you how it works even more accurately. So it's just an approximation. But it's of great interest historically, and the way I want to present this particular subject is different than the others. It's a little more historical, roughly, in order to give you some idea of the development in history of a physical theory or a physical idea. First of all, of course, light is familiar to everybody and has been familiar to man since he wasn't even a man. They always like to start historical lectures by talking about how things were familiar to man, a prehistoric man. Well, obviously, light was familiar to man. Now, the problem is, what is this light? What is the way in which we see is really the problem. And there were many theories, but it finally settles down to one, which is that there is something which enters the eye, that bounces off objects into the eye, and that is light. That there's an external something, or light, which bounces off objects into the eye. That, you've heard that so long that you know it. But it is possible, it's almost impossible to conceive that very intelligent men have contrary theories, that something came out of the eye and felt the objects, and so forth. But it is possible. I don't understand how they could have thought so, because I've been inbred with the idea from the beginning that it was the other way. So it's hard for me to imagine such a point of view. The next observation is that the rays of light, that the light goes from one place to the other, but it goes in straight line if there's nothing in the way. And secondly, that the rays do not interfere. While I look at you, there's light, no doubt, passing from there to there, but the light that's passing across here does not affect the light that comes to me from you. This was the most powerful argument against the corpuscular theory that was used, in fact, by Huygens, against the corpuscular theory, because if light was a bunch of arrows shooting, how could the other arrows go through so easily? But such philosophical arguments are not very great. You could always say, well, light is made out of arrows which go through each other.
Section 26.2, Reflection and Refraction.
Now, that's enough of the theory of the geometrical optics, but we have to go a little bit further. Thus far, the light is only going in straight lines between two objects. But now, we studied the behavior of light in hitting materials. And the most simple object was a mirror. And the law for a mirror was, you must know the law for a mirror, but we'll show you the law for a mirror anyway. If we can get the arc going, this is a very highly technical device in order to show a very simple object. We need the powders to show the beam. When the light hits a mirror, it doesn't go in a straight line again. I mean, it goes in a new straight line. It bounces off the mirror into a new straight line, which changes as I change the inclination of the mirror. And the question for the ancients was, what is the relation between these two angles for when I change the angle of the mirror? And it turns out that that is, of course, very simple law. It was discovered long ago. And there's this, that the light on a mirror goes in such a way that the angles made with the mirror are equal. Some people, for some technical reason, like to measure the angles from the normal. Those are supposed to be just as equal as the angles from the plane.